Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But we want to say good afternoon to Coach Mike Norvell, who is the head football coach at Florida State, because Coach is busy. He set aside some time for us today, and we certainly want to get his thoughts of what's going on, but more importantly, what's happening with this program and the state of college football. So, Coach, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Definitely appreciate you guys having me on, and as leading into it, you talk about the things that are going on within our country, and I know what's happening within our program is important, but I definitely believe that the events that are going across our country is something that that everyone needs to focus on, and to obviously bring an approach and an appreciation of the necessity of what needs to change. And that's something that we've spent a lot of time within our program, and you're talking to our players, trying to have that type of communication and feel. But I know the events that have gone on in Atlanta, and obviously just throughout our country, and it's definitely bringing that to light, and the importance of the where we are as a country and a nation. I think that's going to be reflected on all of college football, and what we get to do each and every day.
And we talked about it yesterday, Coach. I'm a big Florida State fan, and I know that reaching out to your kids and social media is a big part of that, and I applaud you for getting out there. I know you retweeted. We spoke with Tony Dungy just a few weeks ago, and I know you retweeted his message.
Absolutely, and I think everybody in the country, we're sitting there this weekend, and just seeing obviously the events that were happening, and obviously everybody has feelings. It's heartbreaking to see hate, discrimination, all injustice that occurs, and being able to have a voice, the platform that I have, the platform that our players have, obviously very inspired by Coach Dungy and the career that he's had and the man that he is, and in reading that and being able to support that message, and to speak of my heart is something that is important. And I know our players, we all have feelings, we all have emotions, being able to make sure that our voice is heard, and more importantly than what we say, what are the actions, and what can we do to help spark change in our country's future. And I told our guys here this weekend that I'm blessed and fortunate to lead this program, because we do have a great platform, and we've got the future leaders of our country that I get to coach each and every day, and we're going to continue to pour into them and help develop them in every aspect. And these are our times and experiences that will never be forgotten. And we've got to capitalize by making a change in how we operate and what we continue to do.
Mike Norvell, head football coach at Florida State, here on Dukes and Bell. And Coach, I'm glad you're saying that. I talked about it a little bit yesterday, and we'll talk more today about using your platform and using what you have, because I think it's important for college coaches to do what I've seen from a lot of them, not all, but most, and that's speak out. And do you feel there's an obligation as a college coach to do that? I don't know if you've always done that in following your career, because I don't know if we've had an event like this spark our nation as this has. But do you feel it's important as college coaches?
I think you're speaking out is one thing, but following up with action is something else, and that's something that we talk about to our guys all the time, is that our voice does matter, but if our actions don't follow the words that we say, then it's not going to have the impact, and we're not going to have the not going to be able to be the influence that we want to be in helping spark that change, or to help obviously support a cause. And so that's, more than anything else, that's what we try to help, lead our guys and showing of opportunities of ways. And that's something that we're all going through. I think, you see, if anybody follows social media, there's a lot of things that are being put out there. Obviously there are a lot of emotions and feelings about what's going on, and obviously rightly so, but more than anything else, what are we willing to do to help that change with action? And that's something that our coaching staff, our players, we're all in conversation of going through with things that we can do to help spark that change and help make a positive impact in our community and make a positive impact in this country.
It is Mike Norvell, guys, our first chance to talk to the new head coach of Florida State football. And as we said, we'll pivot to talking about, obviously, what has been a bizarre offseason with COVID-19 and all the things that you want to try to do that you can't do. First off, how tough was it? Or tell us about the experience, because obviously, it has been a strange couple of years for Florida State, and you step right into it. How tough was it to sell your message to the guys?
Well, I mean, I believe as coming into this program, this is one of the most iconic programs in all of college football, and I'm definitely humbled and honored for the opportunity to lead it. And when I came in the very first day, I told our football team that this was going to be a process of us each and every day trying to be the best version of ourselves. And I truly am grateful for the opportunity to be a coach and help impact this program to help get us back to where we deserve to be. And I believe that's among the nation's elite. And it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of buy-in from everybody involved. But much like we were saying earlier, it's words sound good, but we want to have actions that applied daily into what we're doing to continue to grow and maximize the potential that we have. And this is an unbelievable place. I mean, the things that we have when you look at the resources and the opportunity, the recruiting base, the players that we have here on campus, the incredible university that we represent. I mean, it is we have great days ahead. Which just making sure that we're focusing each and every day on capitalizing on the opportunity and living up to that Florida State standard of which has been seen throughout college football history, and that's what we're working to get back to.
Coach, you come from an offensive background, and for those people who don't know, I mean, you had a top 15 scoring squad at Memphis the last four seasons. We're talking about in the country. You are an OC and a quarterback's coach at heart. That's what you've done. What is going to be different with the Florida State offense? Because in this day and age of scoring points, obviously they didn't do enough of that with the last regime. How do you change that?
I think as a coach, you want to be known for being able to adapt and adjust to the players that you have. And I think if you look through the last 4 years there, when we were at Memphis and had some great offenses, I mean, they were all different. I mean, there was years that we ran for over 4,000 yards. We threw for over 4,000 yards other years. I mean, we were very multiple in what we could do because we played to the skill set of the playmakers that we had. And, that's the thing I'm excited about. I believe we've got a great group of young men to work with here at Florida State. We've been able to continue to even add to that through recruiting in a short period of time, that we're going to have wonderful competition. And, as a coaching staff, we've got to identify exactly what our guys can do well, and then continue to showcase that on a daily basis as we develop through our time here together. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what the final product's going to be. It is going to be a work in progress. It's unfortunate we missed out on I think it was 12 spring practices that would gave us a better preview of that. But our guys are going to be working hard when we do get back, and you get an opportunity to really kind of formulate what that's going to look like here moving forward.
It is Mike Norvell. It's the head coach of Florida State with us here on Dukes and Bell as we kind of hit the ground running talking about the Noles. Yeah, Coach, I put my hand up. I'll admit, I'm one of those boosters. I'm one of those bad boosters. I drift in and I drift out. How quickly can you get recruiting back on track in Florida? Because obviously I've seen some big recruiting stories, some of the guys you've landed the last couple of weeks for next year. But how is recruiting going for you?
I think it's going well. I mean, for us, it's all about building relationships, and with that, it takes time. And we've had some unfortunate circumstances with COVID that's not allowed us to get some guys on campus through an extended dead period. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're doing I think a great job as a staff, and collectively getting to know obviously the coaches here in the state of Florida. Obviously we're recruiting the state of Georgia extremely hard, almost treating that as an in-state entity for us. And we're just as we're going through, we're trying to identify the guys that are right fit for Florida State. And I think we're putting together an incredible group. I mean, we in the first signing class that we were able to have, even though it was a short period of time to assemble that, I think we were able to get some really dynamic football players, some great young men, and guys that have a huge upside. And we're definitely excited the direction that we're heading. You here for the future.
Coach Norvell, I want to ask you about a guy that we are watching currently, and I think you got him paid, Coach. Former assistant for you, Dan Lanning, is Georgia's defensive coordinator. And Kirby decided, obviously, that he wanted him to stay at Georgia. I know that you were interested in bringing him down there with you, but I want you to tell our listeners and Georgia fans what they have in Dan Lanning. Well, he's been on the job as the official DC now as one season, but you guys were together for a little while. What makes Dan Lanning special?
Obviously, Dan is somebody I've got a ton of respect for. I mean, Dan and I worked together for many years, back to our time when Dan was a GA for us at Pittsburgh, and then worked together at Arizona State, and I was able to hire him. One of my first hires when I became head coach at Memphis, as one of our full time assistants, and he is a coach that truly embodies every aspect of what it is to the position, and he's extremely intelligent. X's and O's. I think he's one of the best that I've been around. But also the impact that he has with his players as a recruiter. I mean, it's truly all about the relationship. And I was fortunate to be able to work side by side with Dan for a good while in my coaching career, and he definitely had an impact on me, and it's been fun watching him as he's been able to elevate in his career. And I think you're doing a remarkable job for Georgia, and I know he's got a bright future in front of him.
It is Mike Norvell, guys, talking football. What do you know about what you got? I mean, we talked about meeting the new players, and again, unfortunately, once that the COVID-19 hit, obviously it was hands off. But you like what you see. I mean, should Florida State fans, as you said, temper their expectations? Going to take a minute to turn it to get it where you want it to be?
Well, I mean, what I've been excited about is just the work and the buy-in that our guys have shown in all aspects. And I'm a firm believer that how you do anything is going to be how you do everything. I challenge our guys that to push themselves to be the best they can be in all aspects. And coming off this spring semester, we had the highest team GPA academically that we've ever had. I mean, our guys really pushed themselves in that regards. I mean, our winter off season program was remarkable. I mean, the weight gains that we saw in our body weights, the strength improvements, a lot of great strides that were taken. Unfortunately, like I said, we only had the three practices out there on the field, but I see a team that's hungry for improvement, and that's what I want. People ask me all the time, what is that standard? What can we expect here moving forward? And my number one objective is for us to maximize our potential. Now, I believe in the coaches I work with. I believe in the players that I get to coach each and every day. And my ultimate goal is that if we can be the best version of ourselves, that is what I'm looking for. And so that's going to be a daily process, and that daily growth and improvement is something that's going to be critical. But, I think the sky's the limit to what we can achieve here in our future. We just have to focus on each day and being the best version of ourselves on that path.
Coach, I know, again, we really appreciate your time and jumping on with us during this turmoil and what's going on with everything and trying to stay in contact with your players. I just want to ask you about the state of college football before we let you go and how you feel about it, where it's going, how it's moving. There's been so much, Coach, over the last 2 months of conversation about the NCAA, the Power Five separating, this, that, and the other. How do you feel about college football right now and moving towards the fall?
You know, I mean, I think college football is one of the greatest things that this country has to offer. I mean, it's something that's built around passion. It's built around love. It's built around development and impact. And, you know, to see guys, you know, get a chance to, you know, come from all over the country for a common cause and one team and one university, it's pretty special. And so, you know, I know there's a lot of different, you know, factors that have kind of gone on. And, you know, there's been a couple speed bumps on the path to getting back. But, you know, I absolutely believe that we're heading in the right direction. And, you know, we're trying to control the things that we can control and making sure that we're in the best position to go out there and play at a high level when we do get that opportunity. So, you know, I haven't got too concerned on all the things that are going on the outside, but making sure that we continue to invest and develop in the guys that I get to coach and the people that I get to work with. So, you know, that's our focus. And but we're definitely excited about getting to be together and to see college football coming back here this fall.
Well, coaches, things get back to normal. I know we got a ton of Florida State boosters here in Metro Atlanta. We'd love to get you on. Don't be a stranger.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me on today. And you guys stay safe and go Noles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.